Iowa's first gubernatorial debate is October 10th, but Libertarian candidate Jake Porter won't be on stage, which he says is too bad because he would have added to the conversation.
We would talk about things that I think may get ignored now, like criminal justice reform, things that often aren't talked about, also different ideas for the budget.
Presidential candidate Gary Johnson's 2016 success gave the Libertarian Party of Iowa major party status and a spot on the general election ballot. Today, we begin a series of interviews with Iowa's candidates for governor. I asked Jake Porter about why his long-shot candidacy is important.
It sends a strong message to whoever wins this race that these are issues that are important, that the people of Iowa care a lot about them, and they may adopt some of those issues. They may also put libertarians, you know, for example, onto boards and commissions that they appoint. Now, as far as the party status, you know, that's a big goal of keeping that party status. The Socialist Party actually had got party status before, major party status in 1916, and then was able to maintain it in a gubernatorial race in 1918. So it's going to be the first time in 100 years that that's happened, and that's pretty historic.
China, U.S. hitting each other with some of the largest tariffs in recent history. How do you approach this issue, and what would the role as governor be if you were in that position for influencing trade and the trade war?
The governor can and should go and go on as many trade missions as possible, open up as many trade opportunities as possible. What we should do is act as kind of a bully pulpit on this, say this is bad for Iowa farmers, bad for the Iowa economy, it's bad for all of Iowans, and that's not probably a very good thing to do.
Turning to another big issue in this campaign, certainly was a big issue during the primary, Medicaid management. Medicaid, the management of this program, was handed over to private insurers. How do you approach this issue?
I think it has to be moved back over to the state plan. And it was a handout to three big corporations. Now there's two. If we're not careful, there's going to be down to one company. They can set, they own a monopoly at that point. They can set whatever rates they want. There's also, I have some real concerns too, whenever some of these companies have, one of them I know has given, they've given donations to political candidates that are in charge of negotiating the contracts. There's something I think really wrong with that. And it amounts to being welfare to big companies, I think, and it has to go back the way it was. And it's not been good for the people that were on those Medicaid plans.
Is it a crisis at this point?
I would say it's a crisis. I would say it's a crisis. I would say our entire budget is in a crisis that in the past couple of years, we haven't been able to pay tax refunds on time because the state hasn't had the money in the treasury. They haven't budgeted properly. They've given millions, tens of millions in corporate welfare. It isn't working. It ultimately is hurting the poorest Iowans, and the taxes are going to be shifted over to the lowest earning Iowans.
Are you making a case for increasing taxes?
No, I'm making a case for decreasing taxes on the poorest Iowans. We look at things that they're talking about raising at some point, whether it be sales tax. It's something that frequently they want to raise. If we do that, it's a tax on the poorest Iowans.
And was there anything out of the 2018 legislative session, any bills that came forward, signed into law, that you saw as a good thing?
Well, they did some things for mental health. They were more cosmetic, but they've done a few things like that that were okay things, but nothing really big or important. There was never any, you know, things addressed like criminal justice reform. We've got our prisons now that are over capacity. We're going to have the serious problems. The state doesn't have enough money to build new prisons, and we're also hurting people for their entire life over youthful indiscretions. These are things that get kicked down the road every legislative session, even when it comes to things like medical cannabis for the sick people that need it. They'll make little changes here and there, but no one really addresses those issues, and year after year, nothing happens.
And finally, at the end of the day, on November 6th, what do you see as a victory for you?
Several things. One is, keeping our party status. That's going to be a huge victory for us. If any of our issues that we've talked about, if we're able to have an impact on those issues, that will also be a victory.
All right, Jake, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Jake Porter is the Libertarian candidate for governor. Interviews with the Democrat and Republican candidates are scheduled for next week.